Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
They swore a pact to the devil. They said, "We will serve you if you'll get us free from the French." The devil said, "Okay, it's a deal." And they kicked the French out. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after the other.
You're dealing with a God who, judicially speaking, is a little crazy. This is like night court. He's just going and dismissing cases left and right.
What role does faith play in your life right now?
It's everything. It's everything. I mean, I grew up as a preacher's son. My father was a preacher for 50 years. Calling myself a God-fearing man, I got to read this book.
I guess you could say I got a little out of control. I dropped 400 grand on a bar mitzvah for my son. He's 9! And we're Lutherans!
Well, with the great tragedy of the earthquake in Haiti, the natural thing to do is ask why this happened. That's probably a question we should leave for later because the need is so great. We're going to be talking about a Christian response to suffering in Haiti. Colleen Carol Campbell will be our guest here for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation with Colleen, Tim Gagline of Focus on the Family will be our guest. We'll talk about alternatives to abortion, orphan care, foster care, adoption. There are many alternatives. It is never the only choice. Then Terry Mattingly will join us. We'll discuss several issues. He had an interview with Denzel Washington on his spirituality. We'll talk about a subject near and dear to his heart, the need for journalists to understand how evangelicals speak. And we'll talk briefly about a prominent journalist's views on religion reporting with Terry Mattingly in the last half hour of the program. It's Thursday, January the 21st. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @issuesetc. Colleen Carol Campbell is a fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center. She's author of the book, The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
Make the case, if you would, why now, in the immediate aftermath of this tragic earthquake and all the things that have happened down there since, why now is not the time to speculate on why this happened to the Haitian people?
Well, I think the first and foremost reason is that the Haitian people are in crisis right now. They're suffering, and they're calling out to us for help, and we need to meet that need immediately. And that's the most obvious reason. But I think also backing off of that, we need to look at the fact that in many ways suffering is a mystery. We know from our Christian faith that God permits suffering and it brings greater good out of it. But to be trying to speculate on exactly why here, why now, as people are suffering and crying out for our help, it minimizes their suffering, it's insensitive, and it can scandalize unbelievers, especially when we offer answers that are far too glib and try to play God and read God's mind in a sense. It can really distort the gospel message. It can really scandalize people too. What people need to see from Christians in the wake of a disaster like this is not Christians sitting around pontificating on their personal theories of why Haiti was struck when it was, but rather Christians reaching out with the love of Christ and ministering to the people of Haiti, because love in action is the best answer that we can give to that why question as human beings who are fallible and are not omniscient.
Give us some examples, if you would, on both the left and the right of attempts to answer that why question recently.
Well, I think on the left, the most famous was actor Danny Glover, who's an environmental activist. He said in a TV interview a few days ago that the earthquake basically was Mother Nature's response to the Copenhagen Climate Summit. He said in a direct quote that, you know, we saw what happened at the climate summit, and then this happened. You know what I'm saying? This is what resulted. So, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what he's saying in the sense that it doesn't make a lot of sense. Certainly, to blame an earthquake on global warming doesn't make a lot of sense from a scientific point of view. But, of course, the pseudo-religious message that he was offering, that there's this angry Mother Earth who's punishing the poor Haitians for the actions or inaction, as he perceives it, of wealthier nations at Copenhagen is really pretty silly. On the right, of course, the most famous is Pat Robertson, who has a knack for saying some inappropriate things in difficult times. And unfortunately, I think he's stuck his foot in his mouth once again. He was referring to what he called a curse on the Haitian people. Beginning with what he described as a pact with the devil that the nation's founders had made centuries ago. There's a long and complicated story behind this, but bottom line, it's basically a very simplistic attempt at explaining something that really I don't think Pat Robertson has a handle on the reason that it happened. And I think, again, it scandalizes people and leads them to believe that Christianity is a religion with a vengeful God whose actions are so cause and effect that we can just plot them out on a little graph. And it's just very, again, insensitive to the suffering of the Haitian people. I think a better way to look at the suffering of the Haitians is the way that St. Louis native and Archbishop of New York, Timothy Dolan, said in a recent interview that Haiti is the broken, bloodied body of Jesus right now, crying out to the world. That's, I think, a pretty Christian way to look at it. Right now, the Haitian people are crying out to us for help, and that's the response we need to give, not paint-by-numbers attempts at plotting out why God is allowing or not allowing certain suffering to strike others. We know that that's not the response that Christ told us to give to these kinds of tragedies. He wants us to reach out in love and do something proactive to help.
So, briefly, what do you make of, as far as we can determine it, because news is very poor in this respect, but as far as we can determine it, what do you make of the reaction of the Haitian people, not only to this tragedy, but also to the attempts from around the world to reach out and help them?
Well, I think it's been mixed, but on the whole, I've been pretty impressed by the faith that we've seen from the Haitian people. Certainly, there were a lot of news stories this past Sunday of how, with their churches and homes destroyed, they were meeting in the streets to praise God to make sure that they didn't miss the opportunity to worship on Sunday. Of course, they're working together and with the helpers that they can get from around the world to rescue their loved ones. And a lot of them, in news reports and to reporters, have expressed gratitude purely for the gift of survival. Of course, a lot of them are also suffering and grieving as well they should be. But what we're really seeing is that there is a deep faith and resilience among these people. And I think in a lot of ways we can trace that to the fact that they are in some sad ways accustomed to living without, to living in crisis. And they've learned to have not all of them, of course, and there's a mixed picture in the cultural and religious heritage of Haiti. Voodoo is certainly a problem there. But they have, I think, learned to rely on God in a way that you only really know how to rely on God that deeply when you are that poor and that desperate for basically survival. And that's something I think we forget in America, and certainly our health and wealth preachers who see material blessings as the sure sign that God favors you, and therefore the lack of them as a sign that God has cursed you. I think they're totally missing the boat with a nation like Haiti, where the people are very poor, but there's a lot about their faith that we could learn from. And I think that deep dependence on God is probably the best lesson we as American Christians could learn from them.
What I've noticed is the response seems to be of compassion and reaching out and of necessity. We need to do something about this and help these people from both Christians and non-Christians. Not all who are helping are, you know, church-going Christians by any means. I wonder, whence this compassion? Because if we're thoroughgoing atheists or agnostics, we really shouldn't care about anyone or anything but ourselves. Do you think that secular society and its help for the Haitians as well, which we welcome, is drawing on, borrowing on Christian capital that still lingers in our society?
Well, I think that's an interesting idea. I mean, there certainly is something very unique. Well, America is pretty exemplary in this area, but it is the Christian idea of reaching out to those who are in need regardless of creed and regardless of what country they're in or whether or not it can benefit us. That is very much deeply embedded in our civilization. And yes, we can certainly trace that back to our Judeo-Christian heritage and to Christianity specifically in America. You know, I'm always glad to see when people of any stripe, creed or no creed, reach out and do compassionate things. I think that's in some ways something springing from deep within the human person that is in a sense a good that we know and we can recognize. But certainly, you know, these acts of compassion, I think, too, can transform the givers, and that's something we can also think about and hope for, especially with regard to these various groups that are explicitly non-religious. There is something in the act of giving and seeing the great need of others, being able to respond to it, and then also witnessing the simple faith of those who receive and who need so much, as the Haitian people do, that can be a transformative experience for the giver as well. That's certainly true for Christians, but I think it's true for all Americans who are reaching out to help. In a sense, Haiti is rescuing us as much as we're rescuing Haiti, because at least for a brief moment, our nation is focusing on something more important than Tiger Woods' sex life or our own various celebrity scandals and NBC's problems and political infighting. We're focusing on really the big questions of life, and I think that's a good thing. We may not be able to answer them as simplistically as some folks have attempted to do, and we want to avoid some of those glib, simplistic answers. But in the end, the answer that we can offer is love, and as Christians, we can offer Christ's love, and I think that's the greatest witness of all in a tragedy like this, both to those who've experienced the tragedy and to those watching from the sidelines to see how Christians are responding.
Colleen Carroll Campbell is a fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book, The New Faithful. She writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You can read her columns at our website, issuesetc.org. Colleen, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, when we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about the many alternatives to abortion. Now, what the proponents of abortion will try and convince you of, or especially women entering their abortion clinics, abortion is your only choice. It's the only option, the only alternative. That is not true. We'll explore some alternatives to abortion with Tim Gagline, Focus on the Family, right after this.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
If you're a pastor or layperson in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have some timely resources for you. The leadership of the LCMS is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. You'll find show transcripts about these proposed changes and an updated list of questions for President Gerald Kishnick's task force. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.